makers of X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative, present Strange as It Seems. In the night, all cats are gray, and to a lot of people, a laxative is a laxative. But they're not all alike. Some are good, some are indifferent, and some are even bad for you. So don't experiment with your health. You may be sorry if you do. There are only a few facts that you must know about the laxative you take. But these facts are very important. First, a laxative should be mild and gentle, yet at the same time, thorough. X-Lax is the perfect combination. It's gentle, it's mild, it's thorough. You'll find that it's kind to your system because it's correctly timed. It takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective. And X-Lax is kind to your taste, too, because X-Lax tastes just like delicious chocolate. And one more point. X-Lax is equally good for men, women, and children. It's the ideal family laxative.
The Smoker's Rebellion. It was once illegal to smoke in New York. Back in the 17th century, when the Dutch ruled New York, they had a peppery little governor named William Kieft, who looked like an irritated pup dog. Here is one of the strangest happenings during William Kieft's stormy governorship. In 1640, the Dutch town of New Amsterdam on the island of Manhattoes. The governor sits in his office in a towering rage.
I tell you, this town is going to rack and ruin. You there, Anthony Van Corlea, standing with your smelly pipe in your mouth. What do you do all day but sit in a tavern with your friends?
Ach, but chief, I do no such thing.
Yes, you do. You spend all your days smoking and talking about nothing. Why don't you read that inscription hanging over the door?
Ach, you've already read it to me.
Well, I'll read it to you again. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Observe her ways and be wise. Now, that's the rule I go by when I get something accomplished. You are being poisoned by smoke. That's what.
Oh, come now, Keith.
Do you know what I think of tobacco? I think it a poisonous weed and a bane to the prosperity of the people. Oh, I'll make you stop laughing. Tomorrow, I am going to issue a proclamation forbidding anybody to smoke in the New Netherlands.
What?
Yes. Now, get out of here with that pipe. Well, don't let me see it in your mouth again.
William Kieft wouldn't let us smoke, huh?
I'd like to throw that proclamation into the river.
What are we going to do without our pipe?
I tell you, it is an outrage. Are we going to submit to this new law?
No.
Then what shall we do to show that old fool William Kieft that we won't submit to his tyranny any longer?
Suppose we all go to his house and smoke him out,
huh? Oh, smoke him out.
Let's go there now, Olaf.
Yeah. Well, Olaf the Dreamer, you have had one good idea. What do you say, Borgus? Shall we go to Kieft's house and show him that we do as we see fit?
Yeah.
Come. Come now, man. Come. Now, have you all lighted your pipes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Now sit as close to the door as possible.
Yeah.
He will be out soon enough.
And let me blow some smoke in his face when old Keith opens the door, yeah?
Very well, Olaf. You shall have that honor, since you were the one to suggest the idea.
What are you doing out here? Ah, disobeying the law, eh? Who blew that cloud of smoke in my face? I'll show you, Olaf, you fat-faced Dutchman, you! How dare you laugh at me, your governor? You! Stop blowing that smoke in my face! chase you, dog. Stop it, I say.
This is our answer to that proclamation of yours.
Anthony Van Corlea, I'll have you arrested. I'll... I'll give you 20 lashes.
Nobody will carry out your orders, Keith. You'll find nobody willing to give up his pipe long enough to do it.
I tell you, I'll not endure this insult. Stop it!
Tear down the proclamation and we'll leave you in peace.
But those long pipes are so clumsy that no man can work fast. Business is being ruined.
We'll smoke shorter pipes, but we won't stop smoking.
You promised to do this if I remove the proclamation.
Yeah. What do you say, Porkus? Shall we let Chief have his shorter pipes, sir? Good. Then, Chief, we give you until tomorrow to remove the proclamation. If you don't, we'll smoke you out of New Amsterdam.
I'll remove it. But I am going to issue another law. I am going to forbid the use of pipes more than 2 inches long for any man who must work. Then maybe I can get something done in the New Netherlands.
Strange as it seems, for a few days it was actually illegal to smoke in New York. With the advent of the new law about shortening pipes, class distinctions arose for the first time in the New Netherlands. The wealthy were called long pipes because they could be lazy enough to smoke them. The working classes were called short pipes. A third classification gave up the pipes altogether and started chewing tobacco. They were called quids. Chicken Soup Springs. If you like chicken broth, take a trip with us to Chicken Soup Springs in Nevada, and you can get some right out of the earth.
Well, here we are at Chicken Soup Springs.
Yes, yeah, thank goodness.
And if that water doesn't taste like soup, I'll sure have the laugh on you.
Oh, why did I ever marry a man from Missouri? Oh! Why, look, Ben. They've got a table with soup plates and things.
Yeah?
Yes, and pepper and salt, too. See?
Yeah, well, come on, get a plate. I'll get some of the stuff out of the spring with the dipper. Here we are now. Say, it sure is hot. Smells kind of like soup.
Yes. Why, aren't you going to have any?
Not till you do.
Oh, well, then let me taste it. Why, Ben... It's just exactly like chicken broth.
Huh?
Honest. Here, taste mine.
Well, all right. Say, that is good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why, it tastes just like that soup Mother used to make back on the farm.
Oh, look, there's crackers, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I'm going to have some more soup. Pass the salt and pepper. Boy, that sure hits the spot, doesn't it, huh?
Ben, why, I think it's perfectly wonderful. Chicken broth right out of the ground. I wonder why it tastes like that.
Don't bother me. I'm busy.
No, but then
I... Say, wait a minute. How about some more broth? Guess there's no limit. There's enough soup there to last for the next 1,000 years.
Strange as it seems, the water in Chicken Soup Springs, Nevada, tastes just like good chicken soup. Certain minerals in the water are responsible for the taste. With salt added, it has a delicious flavor. Firefighting in Constantinople. The shriek of sirens, the clanging of bells, huge red trucks tearing down the street. City dwellers are accustomed to such demonstrations of speed used to combat the demon fire. But in one of the great cities of the world, Constantinople, such a sight would be viewed with amazement. For centuries, Constantinople has had no other firemen than easygoing Tulum Bodges, or pump men, who carry on a flourishing business. They are bareheaded, barefooted, and they use a small hand pump carried on a stretcher by two running natives.
Here come the pump men. Here come the pump men, Kapu.
Allah be praised.
Hurry, for the love of Allah. Already the smoke pours from my house. Hurry, hurry.
You are the owner of the house, honorable sir.
Yes, quick. Place the hose in the fountain here, or it will be too late.
Where is the fire?
It is in the kitchen. One of the cooks allowed the stove to overheat the wall. Before we knew it, the place was ablaze.
Ah.
Oh, hurry, hurry, for the love of the Holy One. Why do you not order your men to attack the halls?
First, you and I must talk about money, O most honorable of men.
Oh, thief, monster, you know well I am at your mercy.
We pump men must eat.
What do you want? 20 piastres?
20 piastres, sacrilege. What good would 20 piastres do?
Gabu, your neighbors say they will go to the end of the street and fill buckets with seawater while you bargain with the pump man.
Then do so, good neighbor. Allah thank you.
What? Seawater? Do you not know that seawater only makes fire burn more fiercely?
Oh, azab, azab.
Master?
I tell them not to throw seawater on the fire. It makes the fire burn more brightly. Hurry, hurry,
yes,
hurry.
Master, I go.
And now about the money.
Oh, look, the flames come from the windows. My beautiful house burning before my very eyes. Oh, Allah, send down your tortures on these wicked men.
If you insult me much longer, I will take my hand pump and my helpers and return to my home.
Oh, no, I will pay. What do you want?
Merely 100 piastres.
Oh, Allah, 100 piastres. Never, never.
Mm-hmm. Man, prepare to return home.
No, don't leave. I will pay.
The money, now, before I give the order to unwind the hose.
Here is my wallet. Take it.
20, 40, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110,
hurry.
120 piastres. Ah, praise be to Allah, the bountiful. Men, unwind the hose. Place one end in the fountain. You there, Bekchi, you do the pumping. I will direct where the water is to fall.
Oh, Allah be praised. Allah be praised. Allah be praised.
Strange as it seems, firefighting is a private business in Constantinople, and the unfortunate house owner must bargain with firemen before they will save the home. Nevertheless, these mercenary firefighters are capable of great daring and would make excellent firemen in any city if properly disciplined. Occasionally, every little boy and girl find this world a dreary, upside-down place to live in. A well-loved toy breaks beyond repair. A bad tumble bruises tender little knees. Perhaps a favorite playmate moves away. With so many childish troubles that can't be helped, why add to them needlessly, Mother? For instance, why force your children to take harsh, unpleasant laxatives that you would hate to take yourself? It's all so unnecessary. Just give the youngsters pleasant X-Lax, as mothers everywhere have done for 30 years. You'll find that the children will love its delicious chocolate flavor. But besides being pleasant, X-Lax is so mild and gentle, so kind to delicate young systems. It takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective. That's what we mean when we say X-Lax is a correctly timed laxative. And remember, Mother, X-Lax is just as good for grown-ups as it is for children. So stop at your druggist's and get a box today. It will cost you only 10 cents, unless you prefer the still more economical family size for 25 cents. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks with original music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. It is colder above the equator than at either pole.